Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining today for Favorite Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in the process of there, encouraged in your faith, encouraged in that walk of faith, that process that we go through, encouraged in the Word of God, the wisdom of God, and the truth of God. As you apply the Word of God, we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. Christ, we're changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, and depth to depth. We become that which is necessary for someone to know the Lord, to be encouraged in their walk of faith, to stand fast as they watch us go through for the glory of God. When God calls a person, a tribe, a nation for his glory, he gets the glory out of them. It is for himself to be true. Someone else's life. That process of there is that there place that Abraham goes through. It's that process where God continues to take us and shapes us for his glory. We've been looking in the book of Proverbs, looking at all the wisdom in Proverbs, and we're grabbing more of that wisdom. We understand that the book of Proverbs is meant for wisdom. It is meant for us to be skilled in all and how to act in all situations. Because it is the wisdom of God. God gave Solomon his wisdom so that he can show and teach others how to act wise, knowledgeably, and understanding in all areas of their life, in all aspects, in every situation. There have been many things in our life we haven't passed the test to because we didn't have the wisdom on how to act, what to do, and what to say. But through the studying of the Word of God and through applying the Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, to our lives, we're becoming wiser, stronger. We're becoming more knowledgeable, not only in the Word of God, the Spirit of God, and knowing God, but how to walk in wisdom and how to do it for his glory. So we're going back to Proverbs again, and we're looking at wisdom for relationships. We said yesterday that Proverbs 17 and 17 says, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. And we understand that friendship is something that allows us to understand that it is a strong love. It is something that we are able to do with our heart. And I told you yesterday that categories of friendship. There is that acquaintance friendship, which is where everybody is, whether it's in a friendship, a church relationship, a co-worker. It is that it all starts there. Every relationship starts there. And it's that relationship that is built upon and tried and tested. And that type of relationship, acquaintance relationship, is surface. It's very surface material. It's nothing in depth. It's not details about your life and your problems and your issues. It's just very surface. The next thing is a casual friend. Casual friend's a little bit deeper because that friendship goes more into things about your life, just brief things about your life. Not too much detail, not too in depth, but it's more than acquaintance. It's more than just surface. It goes just a little bit deeper. That relationship is tried, it's tested. Then we go to the friendship and tried, and it goes deeper. You find out more details. You find out more things about your life, your family, your children, your history. This is a relationship that has been going through some things, and as far as being tried to find out how much you can be trusted with, how much you can handle. When we get to intimate friends, these are people who know you in depth. These are people who know your faults and see your know your failures and your struggle. These are people that know your dreams, people that have walked very closely with. They're not critical of you. They're your biggest cheerleader. This could be a spouse, could be someone that you've known since childhood, or someone that you've known since college, someone that you've met and gone through the years of being tested to be authentic in their friendship and their relationship. These are the people to push your dreams and help it come to pass if they have anything to do with it, and you do the same for them. They pray for you. Your family knows them. So these are people that have stood the test of trial of time, and they are those who are not jealous of you, not envious of you, but they love you unconditionally, and they push you and they pray for you, and they are the ones who are able to tell you about things in your life that need to be corrected or done better. But they're also there to help you. So we're going back to those relationships again, going back to these things again. And a friend that as I said before, an intimate friend knows the worst about you. They know all the details, and yet they love you still. They don't support wrong, but they're able to speak to you and talk to you and encourage you and help you to be all that you need to be righteously. So we want that kind of friend in our life, but we don't want everybody to be our friend. We want those who have been tested to be our friend. So we understand that Proverbs 21:10 says, the soul of the wicked desires evil. His neighbor finds no favor in his eyes. And what the scripture is basically talking about is when your friend is in trouble and you despise them, your attitude arises out of a wicked soul. Doesn't necessarily mean that that person, if they're righteous, is wicked. It means the place of their heart that this is arising, this evil is arising, is because of something that's inside of them. Maybe it's of offense or jealousy, something that has happened or taken place that has caused them to despise you. And so when that happens, you need to examine yourself, because a true friend is not jealous of you. A true friend wants the best for you. A true friend is not criticizing you and putting you down and taking shots at you and making you feel bad as a person. That's not a true friend. Okay, that's not a true friend. You want someone that you have favor with, and they have favor with you. They know your weaknesses, as I said before. They know you, but yet they know how to encourage you, speak to you righteously, pray for you, help you be all that you need to be, and there's nothing there that stops them. These type of friends basically have spiritual resources. In other words, they pull on the word of God. They pull on the word to help you walk out this journey of friendship, that walk out in life, walk out the things that are necessary. So we want that type of friendship. We don't want someone who's basically a snare to us, or someone who doesn't love at all times, or someone who is very envious of us. You don't want a friend who's always constantly angry or uptight, easily offended. Anything you do will always be that tear down or causes stress in that relationship. You want someone who basically is ready to embrace friendship. You have to be a person who wants to be a friend before you can be a friend. A friend is someone who's honest. And Proverbs 27:6 tells us, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kiss of an enemy are deceitful. In other words, you are not using flattery of words to try to hold a friend. You're not using deceitful words, lying words, but you are giving them the truth. You're complimenting them with truth, with honesty, and you're making sure that you're telling them the truth. A friend also is able to give counsel, and that counsel that they give are things that you need to know, even in hard times, in difficult places of your life. They're able to use counsel that lines up with the word of God. They're able to give wisdom that lines up with the word of God. And their motives behind it are not jealous or envious or unpure. Their motives are pure and righteous. And what they say, you can take it to heart that they're not trying to injure you. If they are a true friend, if you want someone that's always going to agree with you and never tell you the truth about yourself, then you don't want a friend. You want someone that's a yes person, someone who just goes around and just agrees with anything that you said. And that's not a true friend, and they're not helping you. They're hurting you. A true friend knows how to minister to the places where you struggle and yet continue to encourage you and celebrate you and all of your successes and the things that you do well. They're able to help you be accountable to the attitudes and actions and deeds that are not always right. They're not looking to, every time they see you, to point out your faults. They're not looking for that. They're not looking to make you look bad between other people. They're not behind your back. True friends have your heart. True friends, that iron will sharpen iron. In other words, there's something about you and that individual that causes you to sometimes maybe butt heads, but it's a good thing. It keeps you sharp, because Proverbs 27 and 17 says, iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. So basically, a friend doesn't agree, like I said, with everything you say. A friend can sharpen you, and you can sharpen that friend, and you can make each other better because you're striving to do that. Proverbs 25 and 17 says, seldom set food in your neighbor's house. I'm sorry, seldom set foot in your neighbor's house. Too much of you, and he will hate you. In other words, this friend is someone who understands boundaries. They don't have to see you every day. They don't have to talk to you every day. If you do, if you have that type of relationship, wonderful, but they don't want to be overbearing. They want the friendship to be refreshing. They want it to be good. They don't want to wear out their welcome. They want it always to be something that you're joyful to see each other. When you talk to one another, when you in each other's presence, it's always wonderful. And you have to understand, if you have a friend that you two are doing that all the time, and if you're single and you don't have anyone in your life, that would be really good. But if you have a family and a husband and you have a friend that is constantly over, especially during the times when your spouse wants to spend time with you, that can be a burdensome thing to them and even your children. Because if that friend is constantly taking your time, your attention, constantly you're going somewhere with them and they're not able, your family of the ones who love you are not able to have some of your time, it will become something where they will become offended. So a true friend knows boundaries. A true friend knows that I don't need to be at your house every day when you have other obligations that are pulling you away. Even if it's a job, maybe it's not a spouse or children, maybe it's a job, and that when you have to work and do certain things, a true friend knows this is the time for you to because I'm a friend and I might miss you, I'll give you that respect so that you can do what you need to, because we're going to make time for one another. So a true friend knows how to do that, and knows how to do it with wisdom. They know how to make sure that if you're a person that doesn't like waking up early, then they're not going to call you at 6 in the morning and say, let's go get breakfast. They understand you like to sleep in late, or if you like to sleep in late on the weekends, they know they're not going to wake you up early in the morning, because that's the time to relax and enjoy and recoup. So a friend, a true friend, knows you, respects that, and is able to handle that. They know how to go through with you in trials, and they know how to encourage you. A true friend also doesn't know, it also knows how to, if they're a jokester, or if they like to pray practical jokes, or they like to, you know, just sometimes, you know, say little things, they know how far to take it without becoming overbearing. They know how to do it so that they're not offending you or those around you. A true friend knows boundaries. It goes back to that. They know boundaries. You don't need to be around someone who's always grouchy all the time. That's not good. That's not good for you. If you are looking for a friendship and you're a grouchy person and you don't really like to, you're very moody all the time, you need to start thinking again, do I really want a friend? Do I really want a friend? Because unless that person is just like you, then that's not going to be a healthy relationship. It's going to be very miserable. So we need to make sure that we have right relationships. Broken relationships. What breaks a relationship, as I said before, is someone who's going around talking about their friend. Someone who whispers behind their back, sows strife, causes separation and division. Proverbs 17 and 9 says this. It says, he that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separates their friends. In other words, you're going to separate your friendship. You're going to do something. Proverbs 16, 20, 28 says, a forward man soweth strife. A whisperer separates chief friends. We don't want to be separated with things that causes friendships to be broken and destroyed. We want to respect those friendships. The word friendship itself lets us understand that what we should expect, what we want from friends, and how we should act. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Have a wonderful worship experience. I hope this is blessing you and helping you to look at wisdom, even in your friendships and your relationships in every area, on your job, in the church, in the community, in your family, with your spouse, with a close friend. This is helping you to balance and have the wisdom even for that, so you know how to act. Be blessed. Have a wonderful worship experience. We'll be back next week.